Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Mutual friend to the three of us in studio at the moment was the late Tom Murray. He used to always say to me, "The play is the thing." He was such an established performer on the drama circuit here in Wexford. In a year that we have not one but three groups going to the All Ireland finals. Both the people in studio with me have a rich history in drama here in the county. I'm joined by Michael Conway and by Áine Gannon. Good morning to you, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for inviting us in.
And good morning to you, Áine.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
Well, it's good, but I'm sure Michael is okay.
Nerves, imagine. Nerves.
Not at all, no such thing. A night of stories, poetry and drama. Like when Tom Murray said that the play is the thing, he was right, isn't it? The spoken word. What's happening and where is it happening on you?
It's happening in the Arts Centre on the 25th and 26th of April. And we have three poets performing for us. Anne Cousins, who has a piece called Home and Frontline, and she's some new pieces there, and it's mostly about women down through the ages. Then we have Ben McQuilter, who talks the talk, tells his stories.
And
has some beautiful voice.
Oh my God, we played a clip from him the other day and I had to play it four times for the listeners.
Yes.
I said, could you play it? What a voice.
Yeah.
He's exceptional talent.
Exceptionally talented. Yeah. And he has worked with Raven before and he's an exceptional actor as well.
Yeah.
And then we have a lovely young woman, Erin Nealon, who has just published a book of poetry called Thiggum. It was published there in December, and she's the lovely young voice that's going to be with us on the night.
Now, Deirdre Kinahan has a one-act play, Michael. Maybe you'll tell me about this. What is this?
Well, I'm going to pass back to Áine, because Áine is directing this one.
Okay, Áine.
So Áine is coming back into the director's chair, so I think woman.
He's good with the forward pass.
Yeah,
he's very good.
Yeah.
Pass.
I know Munster are out of it, but I'll still be a Munster man.
Yes, I think, Alan, you were talking to Mairead Sinnott and Breda Hayes last year.
They attended
a course in directing and theatre, and I acted for Mairead in Creepcracker Under the Settee, and she was so taken with the course that I decided to do the course myself this year.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and Bridget Scully have been doing the course in Maynooth, and Melody is my piece that I have put together as a director. It's a piece by Deirdre Kinahan. It's a lovely, gentle piece about two people in their middle age who meet at a park bench and chit-chat about their lives, and lots ensue. And my two actors are Bridget Scully and Paul Tobin, who Wexford people will know well from playing with Castlebridge.
Award-winning actors, award-winning performers,
actors, yeah.
So this production then is unique, is it? Michael, you're going to have to say something.
No, I'll say so. The one thing that jumps out at me, Alan, is that I think it's fantastic when you hear Áine just throws it out there that she's doing a course up in Maynooth, and she's one of two people from Wexford doing it herself, and Bridget are doing it, yes, this year. Mairead Sinnott and Breda Hayes have previously done it. So we have four now, you could call it, trained and qualified directors in the county that we maybe didn't have 2 years ago, and it's a great opportunity. And I suppose Raven as a vehicle was set up to give people opportunities to do this sort of thing, that they were able. The show at the end of this month is, as you can see, very mixed, and you could nearly call it eclectic, but as a result there's something for everybody, and it's great to get that opportunity. So Raven, funnily enough, I had to look back, were founded in 2015 precisely for the same reason, that if there are either young directors or writers or poets or musicians that need a vehicle to produce a production, Raven will be happy to consider it and try and break down any barriers.
How did they contact you, Michael?
It's word of mouth mostly, and somebody knows somebody. It's the same old, same old. We're there. You know, the information will be going out now on this production, and anybody that's involved, you literally rock up. We don't operate a committee system per se, or officers per se. It's just, I suppose, a couple of the impediments. One of the major impediments to anybody putting on anything in whether it's sport or whether it's theatre or music is insurance. And we've been managed to be able to secure insurance under the Raven banner, which means that for at least for the next 12 months, we've got that one ticked and that box ticked. And somebody can come along and say, look, this is what I want to do. And subject to a consensus among the people that are involved in the group that this is of quality, I suppose
it's
we're not going to do anything.
It's very open-ended by
all accounts. It is very open-ended. Yeah. And that's the whole design of the thing, to keep it that way, rather than find that we're working to an agenda which maybe is curtailing somebody. I mean, we were very lucky in 2016. Eoin Finn was able to come in and produce the Blackstairs trilogy, which would have been the precursor to some of his later work, so he would be well known and regarded as a playwright now. And I'd like to think that Raven gave him some avenue to get a foot in the door and start going. As Áine says, Ben McQuilter, who's now going on to great things and is touring certainly on the continent and around, also came through the doors, and now we have a few directors in the county that are only going to be hopefully gagging for more opportunities and more plays that we're going to see. So watch the space.
We're hooked, we're all interested, we want to find out more about how we can go and see this. So off you go to round off our conversation with both Áine and Michael today in studio. How can we get tickets for this?
Just contact the Arts Centre. Tickets are available. Plenty of tickets available as we speak. So you just contact the Arts Centre there, and we're on 25th and 26th. I'd also like to mention, Alan, that we will be having a raffle on the night for Down Syndrome Wexford. And as you all probably know, I have a special affinity with Down Syndrome Wexford, and my beautiful grandson Aidan is 5 years old and availing of all the services that Down Syndrome Wexford gives. So we'll be trying to get a few bob together.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.